Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Lamed Aleph. We'll begin with the machlokes between Rava and Rav Hamnuna in the case of Chati Zayis Chutz Zmanoy, Chati Zayis Chutz Tzemkoymoy, v'Chati Zayis Chutz Zmanoy. We had three machshavos. First, he had a machshava to eat one half of a Zayis Chutz Zmanoy. Then he had a machshava to eat half a Zayis Chutz Tzemkoymoy. And finally, a third machshava to eat another half of a kezayis chutzes manoya. Now, here we have machlokes between Rava and Rav Hamnuna. Rava says vayiketz kiyoshin hapigola, the first half kezayis of chutzes manoya, even though originally it was nitzdarif to the half of a kezayis of chutzim kaimoya, to apostle the carbon and not to be mefag of the carbon. However, later when there's a second machshava of chatzizayis chutzes manoya, the original half of a kezayis is mitzdarif to the final half of a kezayis, and they're mefag of the carbon. Rav Hamnuna, however, holds Iruv Machshavos Havi, the carbon is possible, it's not pigol, there is no Chiyuv Kareis. And as we'll see, the Mashmois of Rav Hamnuna's Loshin is that the reason why it's not pigol is because there's a second Machshava over here, there's a Machshava Peiselis other than the Machshava's pigol, and therefore it's not called Karav HaMater Kimitzvasei. Now the Mashmois of this Gemara, the Machoikis Rava and Rav Hamnuna, is Mashma, that the Nidin is not whether all these three Machshavos are Chal. The Pasha says all three of the Machshavos are actually Chal, and the question just is whether the first Machshava on the first half of a Kezayis of Chutz Zmanoy can be mitzdarfed together with the third Machshava of another half of a Kezayis Chutz Zmanoy. However, it's Pasha that all three Machshavos are able to be Chal, as opposed to the previous Sugyon Daf Lamed. There's a discussion when it's Shaykh for two Machshavos to be Chal during one Avodah. If you hold like the Shita of Rava, that Ein El Shchita El Besoif, it's only shaykh for machshavis to be chal at the end of the shchita. Therefore, it could be that you cannot have both machshavis being chal at the same time. Hakapanim, here the sugya clearly is talking about where it's shaykh for all three machshavis to be chal. The question just is whether you say v'yiketz kiyoshin apigol or you say that either of machshavis havi. I will just mention that the Taras HaKadosh over here points out that if you hold like the shchita of Rav, the ain't the shchita el lebesoif. All machshavis are chal besoif shchita. But still you hold that it's shaykh to be mechashiv during different points of the shchita, and eventually all of the machshavis will be chal at the same time. Then the Taras HaKadosh says there clearly would be no machlokes between Rava and Rav Hamnuna. Everyone would be maskim that the first machshava of Achati Zayis Chutz Zmanoy would be mitzarf with the third machshava of Achati Zayis Chutz Zmanoy, since the first two machshavis were never actually chal. It's only in the case where the first machshava of Chutz Zmanoy, together with the other half of Kezayis Chutz Zmanoy, were already chal. That's where there's a machlokes whether we say vayiketz kiyoshin hapigol. But shenkin in the case where the first two machshavos were not chal yet, there the kuliyam the din is that the first machshava of the chati zayis chutz zmanoy is mitzdarif with the final machshava of chati zayis chutz zmanoy, and it is pigol. And the Taras HaKadosh explains that Rav over here is not talking about where the machshavos were during shchita. He's talking about in a case where the first two machshavos were actually chal. The Taras HaKadosh is going on Taisus Dibur Maschel HaChozar. Taisus over there clearly says that Kfar Nifsal HaKarbin, after the first two Machshavis, the Karbin was already Nifsal. Akarcha Rava was talking about that the Machshavis were during the Psiyos of Hoylocha. You could have Machshav in each Psiyo, all of the Machshavis will be Chal. Or alternatively, he says, you could say the case is talking about that the Machshavis were during a Kabbalah, on each Tipa of Dam that you're Mekabal, it's Shaykh to be Mechashavon, the Taras HaKadosh says. But Agapam, the case is talking about where it's shaykh for all of the machshavos to be chal, and after the first two machshavos, they already were chal, and the carbon already became posel. Over there, there's a machaykus, whether we say, vayiketz kiyoshin apigol, after the third machshava of chutz zmanoy, do we go back and say, now the first machshava is mitzdarf to the third machshava, or do we say, irv machshavos havi? Now, another important point to be mentioned over here is, the Brisk Rav is medayik, from now Rav Hamnuna says, irv machshavos havi, Mashmois is that it's posh that the half of a kezayis of chutz zmanoy could be mitzdarf with the half of a kezayis of chutz zmanoy to passel the carbon. It'll be considered a machshava which is moitzi midei pigol and make the carbon that it's not karav hamater kimitzvasei. And Misgrav is bothered, why should a machshava of chutz zmanoy be moitzi midei pigol? L'chare only machshavis achirois are moitzi midei pigol. L'chare machshavas chutz zmanoy which is itself making midei pigol should not be included in this din, it should not be considered a machshava which can be moitzi midei pigol. And the Misgrav explains, he says, Akarcha, you have to say, Since we have a drasha from a pasuk, as the Gemara brings at the top of Chof Tesla Mid Aleph, from Yiya we learn Melamed Shemitzdarfim Zeh Im Zeh, and Machshav on half of a Kazayas Chutz Zmanay and half of a Kazayas Chutz Zimkoymay can be Mitzdarf to Pasel the carbon. From there we see that included in Machshav of Chutz Zmanay is not only a Machshav of Spiegel, it's also a Machshav which can Pasel a carbon. A male then already we say that has the ability to be Moitzi Midei Pigel. If he was not Machshav on a whole Kazayas Chutz Zmanay, so it's not a Machshav of Spiegel to be Chayev Kareis, then already could be Mitzdarf to another half of a Kazayas of Chutz Zimkoymay to be considered a machshav acheres and be moitzi midei pigol. And the Mishnah brings a riot to this from a Gemara later on in Daf Lamed Vov Amid Beis. The Gemara there is discussing the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that machshav is sinuach pasels a carbon. If he has machshava to leave over the dam and not do his rika at all, that's the machshav ha-peiselos according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara discusses what would be the din according to Rabbi Yehuda if after this machshav is sinuach, he has another machshava to be zorik the dam chutz zmanay. Would we say that in that case it would be pigal, or do we say that the first machshava of machshava sinuach, that's like a machshava acheres, which is moitzi midei pigal? And the Gemara over there brings b'shem Rava, who says that the din according to Yehuda in this case is that it is pigal, and Rava says, Teidal, bring a raya, the pigal lifnei zrika loy klomu, v'asya zrika v'kovalo b'pigal. Every time we have machshava before the zrika. So until he does the zrika, it was not karvu kol matirov, he was not yet kaveh the carbon bepigal, and still we don't say that eventually when he does the zrika, it cannot be pigal because there was a previous machshava which passed the carbon. Rather, we say that eventually when there is a zrika, now it does become pigal. So too over here, Rava says, according to Behuda, if originally he had a machshava sinuach, later on he had a machshava to be zerik the dam chutz zmanay, it is pigal. On this, my answer is that it's not a good comparison. V'lohi, hasam hu chod machshava hi, hacha trei machshavais. In the case of a regular pigal, we had a machshava during one of the avodays, for example, during shchita, to be zerik the dam chutz zmanay. Then eventually, when he does the zrika and it's karvu kol matirov, it's kaveh the carbon of a pigal, we don't say that there was a previous machshava apeseles, because in that case it's chod machshava. He had one machshava throughout. He did not change his mind and have two different machshavas. Hashenkin, in the case of machshava sinuach, originally he planned on leaving over the dam and not doing any zrika at all, and then later on he had a different machshava to be zerik the dam chutz zmanay. There, the first machshava, machshava sinuach, can possibly be considered another machshava peiselus, which will be moitzi midei pigol. Ragapam, the Biskov proves from that Gemara that be'etzim, in theory, really a machshava of chutz zmanay could be considered a machshava peiselus, which would prevent pigol from being chal. The only difference between machshava sinuach and machshava of chutz zmanay is that by the case of machshava of chutz zmanay, he never changes machshava. But still, theoretically, it would have been possible to say that the first machshava of Chutz Zmanay is considered a machshava peiselus which could be moitzi midei pigol, just like by Chutz Zimkoymay or Shalei Lishma by Pesach v'Chatos. And therefore, the Brisk Rav explains that in Er Sugya, when Rav Abnuna says Iriv machshava is havi, which is mashmer that the reason why it's not pigol is not because we're lacking a full machshava of a whole kezayis of Chutz Zmanay, rather because there's a machshava peiselus which is moitzi midei pigol. The first machshava of chutz zmani is mitzdarif, together with the half of a kezayis of chutz zimkoymay, to be considered a machshava peiselus, which has the ability to be mafkia from pigol. That's the reason why Rav Amnuna says that lamaisa there is no chiyuv pigol for this carbon. And what lamaisa is the machlekes between Rava and Rav Amnuna? What exactly is the nekudas of machlekes? So in the chedushim agrizi has two mahachim to explain the machlekes. One could take a look further in the chedushim from Rav David Salavitchik. He's marich about this. One of the studim of the Brisker Rav is that the Nekudas HaMachlokes is not really about the ability for the first Chati Zayis of Chutz Zmanay to be Mitztarif together with the last Chati Zayis of Chutz Zmanay to make a Machshava and a full Kazayis to be Mefagel the carbon. As the Machlokes is whether there is a Machshava HaPeiselus to be Moitzi from the Pigol. As we said, the Brisker Rav was Mudaik from the Lashon of Rav Nuno, Iriv Machshava Isavi, that's Mashma. The reason why it's not a carbon of Pigol over here in this case is because there's a machshav ha-peiselus which could be moitzi midei pigol. The first chati zayis was mitzdar for the chati zayis of chutz zimkoymay to be a machshava which passes the carbon, and that has the ability to be moitzi from pigol. So even if theoretically the first chati zayis and the third chati zayis of chutz zmanay could be mitzdarif, but there's a machshav ha-peiselus which is mafkir from pigol. That would be the machlokes between Rava and Rav Nuno. Rav Nuno says irav machshav is havi, and Rava says v'yikitz kiyoshun ha-pigol. According to this, v'yiketz kiyoshin apigol would mean that the original chatzis zayis of chutz zmanay detaches itself from the tzirif which it had with the machshava of chustim kaimai. Therefore, the meisah, there is no other machshava peiseles other than the machshava spigol. And therefore, there is a chiyuv karis. That's one side of the risk of rav. The second side would be that the machlokes really is benegeya the tzirif of the first chatzi zayis and the final chatzi zayis. Rav holds v'yiketz kiyoshin a pigol, even though originally the first chatzi zayis was mistarif with the chatzi zayis of chutzim kaimoy, it could still be chayzer v'neir. It could detach itself and later be mistarif with the chatzi zayis of chutzim manoy, and there would be a machshava spigol on a full kizayis. Mashenkin Rav Hamnuna holds that the first chatzi zayis cannot be mistarif with the last chatzi zayis. According to that, what does Rav Hamnuna mean when he says Iriv Machshavis Havi? That's not the point that there's another Machshava Peiseles. The point is that you do not have a Machshava on a full Kezayis of Chutzis Manoi. So the Riskrov explains that without the din of Iriv Machshavis, we would have said that both Tzirufim can be Chal. They're not a steer to each other. The first Chatzizayis is Mistarif with the Chatzizayis of Chutzim Kaimai to be a Machshava which passes the carbon, and then later on it could also be Mistarif with the last chatzi zayis of chutzis manoi to be mefagel the carbon. However, since there is a din of iriv machshavais, that other machshavais are mafkia from pigol, then already it would be considered a sira to say that the machshava of chutzis manoi is mitzdarf both with the machshava of chutzim kaimai and with the machshava of chutzis manoi in the end. And therefore, lemaisa, the din is that the first machshava of chutzis manoi cannot be mitzdarf with the final machshava of chutzis manoi. And in the end of the day, the chesaron is that there really is no machshava on a full kezayis. But again, what causes that is the fact that the first chatzi zayis is able to be mitzdarif with the chatzi zayis of chutzim kaimai to be considered a machshava hapeiseles, which is mafkia from pigol. And therefore, according to both of these stotim and how to learn the machlokes Rava and Rav Hamnuna, the site of the bisk Rava would be muchach that a machshava chutzis mani itself does really have the kayach to be considered a machshava hapeiseles to be mafkia from pigol, as bisk Rava proved as well from the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. As we mentioned, one can take a look further in the Chiddushim from Rav David Salvechik. He makes Diyukim in the Rashis and the Tosfos as well, as far as which one of these two Mahalchim in explaining the Nekudas Machlokes between Rava and Rav Hamnuna is the correct shot in the Gemara. Now we'll continue on. Rava says, Mino Amina Lo, he brings the right to his din from a Mishnah and Tahiris. The Mishnah says, Kebeitza Oichal Rishayin Ukebeitza Oichal Sheini Shebolon Ze Bezer Rishayin Chilkon Ze Sheini Veze Sheini. Hachazer v'irvon, Rav is medayik that if you would be ma'arv them once again, rishayin, they would again become a rishayin. As the Gemara continues, he's medayik this from the Seifa, which says, Naflo shnein ka'achas asa sheini. Now first he will just mention a ha'ara from the Biskarov on the first din of the Mishnah, that if one combines an kabeitza of rishayin and a kabeitza of sheini, they have a din of a rishayin. The Biskarov says it's mashma, that the entire mixture has the status of a rishayin. And yes, l'chair, that's not correct. The reason why this mixture is metame as a rishayin is because it has a kezayis of rishayin mixed into it, but the oichel that was a sheni remains a sheni. What is the pshat in the lashon of the Mishnah that we call the entire mixture a rishayin? And he asks even further from the lashon of the Rambam, the Rambam in Perek Daud Hilchos Tumas Oichel Halacha Yud Gimel, his lashon is kebeitza oichel rishayin ukebeitza oichel sheni shebalon ze beze hakol rishayin. Rambam is mefurish that the entire mixture has the status of a rishayin. And here it's even more difficult. Why should the entire mixture be considered a rishayin? Whatever was a sheni should remain a sheni. Echnami, the mixture is metame as a rishayin, but that's only because it has contained within it a kabeitza of a oichel, which is a rishayin. So that's the ara on the lashon of the Mishnah and the lashon of the Rambam, which would be mashma that as long as there's a mixture which has within it a kabeitza of a rishayin, then we consider the entire mixture to have the status of a rishayin. But Hakapanim was negeh to Eretz Sugya is Rav is a medayik, from that which the Mishnah says that if you devise this mixture, now already each kebeya has the status of a sheni, because each kebeya is made up of a half a beitza of a rishayin and half a beitza of a sheni. And Rav is medayik from the seifa of the Mishnah that if we would combine them once again together, it would go back and have the status of a rishayin. Because the seifa says, Naflu shneim ka'achas, if both kebeitzim fall on a piece of truma at the same time, asu ashniya, from there we see that when they're once again together, they have the status of a rishayin. From here, Rav approves his din of a yikitz kiyoshin apigol, that even though the original chatzi zayis was mitzdarif for the chatzi zayis of chutzim kaimai, later on when there's a second chatzi zayis of chutzim manai for the first one to be mitzdarif with, they are mitzdarif to make it into pigol. Now, l'chair from this gemara would be mashma that the nidain, the machlokes between Rav and Rav Hamnuna, was whether the original chatzi zayis has the ability to mitzdarif with the second chatzi zayis. Not like the tzad, like we said previously, that the Nekudas Machlekes is whether we consider that there's another Machshava HaPoiselos over here, meaning that the first Machshava of Chutz Hezmana is still Mistarif, together with Machshava of Chutz Temkoimoy, to be another Machshava HaPoiselos to be Mafkia from Pigula. Because if that was the Nidin, then what is the comparison to this case of Tumas Eichlin? This case of Tumas Eichlin only proves that even though the Chati Kebeitza of Eichel Rishain was Mistarif together with the Chati Kebeitza of Asheni to be Metama as Asheni, but at a later point when it's once again combined with the Chati Kebeitza of Eichel Rishain, it could be Mistarif and once again go back to its status of being Metama as a Rishain. From there we could prove that even though the Chati Zayas of Chutz Tzmanoy was Mistarif for the Chati Zayas of Chutz Tzmkoimoy to be a Psoon the carbon, later when there's another Chati Zayas of Chutz Tzmanoy, it's Mistarif for that and now has the Kayach to be Mefagel the carbon. However, if the Iker Nidain, the Machlokes between Rava and Rav Amnuna is, well, we still consider that this carbon has a Machshava Peiseles because of the original Tziruf of the Chati Zayas Chutz Tzmanoy together with the Chati Zayas of Chutz Tzmkoimoy, whether that Machshava Peiseles can be Mafkia from Pigol, if that is the question, then really it would be difficult to understand what is Rava's Raya from the Mishnah and Tahiris. However, if one takes a look at Tosis over here, and Dibar Maschel HaChazer V'Irvon, the Mashmais of Tosis is that he's actually asking this Kasha. It sounds like Tosis was actually learning the Nekudas HaMachlekes is whether we still consider that there's a Machshava HaPoiselos in the carbon to be Mafkia from Pigol, and therefore Tosis is asking what is Rava's comparison from the Mishnah and Tahiris. Now, to go back to the Gemara, after Rava brings this Mishnah to prove his point, that you say, Vayikitz Kiyosh Napigol, so Rav Nuna answers back and he says, Hosam Ika Shayura, Hocha Leka Shayura. Now, here there's an important Machlaikis Rashi and Taisis had to understand that this Chilik, which Rav Nuna makes, between Erkes and the Mishnah and Tahiris. Rashi explains that what Rav Nuna says is, Hosam Ika Shayura, he means to say that in that case, there originally was a full Kibetza of a Rishain. At that point, it was Matama as a Rishain. So even though you combine it with a kibetza of a sheni and then you divide it, so now each piece has only a chazi kibetza of a rishain, but when you combine the two pieces together and it goes back to having a full kibetza of a rishain, it goes back to its original status and has the ability to be mtama as a rishain. Hashenkin in our case, we originally had a machshava of chazi zayis chutz zmanoy, then a machshava of chazi zayis chutz zmkoimoy. Originally there was no machshava on a full kizayis of chutz zmanoy, therefore, the Chati Zayis of Chutz Tzmanoy was able to be Mitzarif with the Chati Zayis of Chutz Tzmkoimoy. Now, when he has a second Machshava of another Chati Zayis of Chutz Tzmanoy, the two Machshavas of Chutz Tzmanoy are not Mitzarif to be Mefagel the carbon, since there never originally was a Machshava on a full Kazayis of Chutz Tzmanoy. This is how Rashi understands the Chilik over Rav Nuna. Tosis, however, brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam a different way to understand the Chilik. Rabbeinu Tam understands that when Rav Nuna says, Hofsam Ikach Shiura, his Iker Chilik is to say that in the case of Chati Zayas Chutz Tzmanoy and Chati Zayas Chutz Tzmkoimoy, then again he had a machshava of Chati Zayas Chutz Tzmanoy. The Chati Zayas of Chutz Tzmkoimoy, once you're going to say that the original Tzirf which it had with the first machshava of Chati Zayas of Chutz Tzmanoy, that original Tzirf is broken, now already the machshava of Chati Zayas Chutz Tzmkoimoy is going to be irrelevant since it does not have another machshava of Chati Zayas Chutz Tzmkoimoy to be mitzarif with. Therefore, here Rav Amnuna says that we do not break the original Tziruf. The Machshava of Chutz Tzmkoimoy does not allow the Machshava of Chutz Tzmanoy to leave it and go be Mistarif with the second Machshava of Chutz Tzmanoy, because if that would happen, then the Machshava of Chutz Tzmkoimoy would be Nisbatel. Hashenkin, by the case of Tumas Eichlin, when you divide the two pieces, each piece had a Chatzi Kibetza of a Rishain, and Chatzi Kibetza of a Sheni, it was Mistarif as a Sheni. However, when you put the two pieces back together, you could say that the two Chatzi Kibetzim of Rishain are Mitzdarif to each other, because even if we do so, the Chatzi Kibetz of Sheni will not be Nisbatel, because there is another Chatzi Kibetz of Sheni for it to be Mitzdarif to. In this case, the Chatzi Kibetz of Sheni allows the Chatzi Kibetz of Rishain to separate itself from the Tziruf and go ahead and be Mitzdarif with the other Chatzi Kibetz of Rishain. This is how Rabbeinu Tam understands the Svara of Rav Nuna. This is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, which Tosis brings over here in Dibar Maschel Hosam Ika Shayura. As we'll see in the next Tosis, Dibar Maschel Omer Rav Nuna, we see that Tosis says this Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam has ramifications how to learn the following Gemara. In the next Gemara, Rav Nuna says, Mino Amina Lo, he brings a different Raya from that Mishnah, Ha'icho Shenitma Ba'avatomo Veshenitma Bevladatomo, Mitztarfim Zem Zelatame Kekal Shebeshneem, and he says, My love Afikav Dehoder Malyei. The way Rashi is learning this Gemara, Rav Hamnuna is bringing a Raya, that in the case where originally there was no full Kibetza of Rishain, there was only a half a Kibetza of Rishain, which was Mitzdarif, with half a Kibetza of a Sheni to be Matama as a Sheni, after you added an additional Chatzi Kibetza of Rishain, Rav Hamnuna wants to be Medayik from the Mishnah that it will not be Matama as a Rishain, and the Pshat would be, as Rav Hamnuna's Svar previously, that only in the case when originally there was a full Kibetza of Rishain. And then it was divided, and he had only a half a kibetza of Rishain together with a half a beitza of a sheni, and it was mtam as a sheni. Then, really, if you want to again combine the two chatzi beitzim of a Rishain, it will be mtam as a Rishain. However, in a case where there never originally was a full kibetza of Rishain, there's only a half a kibetza of a Rishain together with a half a kibetza of a sheni, and it was mtam as a sheni, then the thing will be that even if you'll add a second chatzi kibetza of a Rishain, it will not be mtam as a Rishain. This was the svar that Rav Hamnuna said previously, to answer Rava's Kasha, and here he brings a right to it as well, that the din is actually true, that if you add a second kibetza of a Rishain, it will not be Matama as a Rishain. And if a Muna holds, so too in this case, where you have a Machshava on a Chati Zayis of Chutz's Manai, and then a Machshava of Chati Zayis Chutz's Kaimai, the two Machshavas were Mitztarif. Originally, there never was a Machshava on a full Kazayis of Chutz's Manai. There the din will be that once the half of Kazayis of Chutz's Manai was Mitztarif with the half of Kazayis Chutz's Kaimai, at a later point, you have another machshava of chatzi zayis chutz's manai. Those two machshavas will not be mitzdarif. This is how Rashi learns the raya of Rav Hamnuna from that part of the Mishnah. Now, based on this, Rashi runs into a kasha and he's bothered if this was the case, that the half of kibetza of Rishain was always only half a shear, it never was a full kibetza. How was it mekabel tuma in the first place from the avatoma? The chayin orfer to be mekabel tuma, it has to be a full shear. And Rashi's mechadish over here. As you'll see, this is a major machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in a number of places, but the shita of Rashi is that in order for Eichel to be mekabel tuma, to become a Rishain, when it touches an Avat tuma, there is no Shear. Even if it's less than a Kibetza, it could still be mekabel tuma. That which you know the din is that Eichel has to have a Shear, that's only to be metama something else, to make it into a Sheni, but to be mekabel tuma, that the din is that even if it's only half of a Shear, still the din is that it can be mekabel tuma. Rashi brings like this from a Teres Kainim, which is Muchach, the way Rashi says, the way we're learning Er Sugya, Rashi's Muchach to say this, because Rashi learns of Rav Hamnuna that he's coming to be Mechalik between a case where originally there was a full Kibetza, which was a Rishain. In that case, the din is that if it's Nischalik, and then it's put back together, it does go back to its status as a Rishain. Mashenkin in a case where it never was a full Kibetza in the first place, there the din is that if it's Mitztarif to a Sheni, and afterwards you're Moisif more of a Rishain, it does not have the status of a Rishain. Akarch, we have to say, that it's shach to be mekabel tuma to get a din of a Rishain, even though it was not a full kibetza at that time. If, however, you learn Rav Hamnuna like Rabbeinu Tam, then there is no such raya. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the differentiation which Rav Hamnuna made was that in a case we have two halves of a shear which were mitzarif, and you want to break that sirif and make a different sirif, it has to be that both halves have something else to be mitzarif with, and neither one will remain irrelevant. And therefore, Rav Hamnuna said that in the case in the Mishnah and Tahiris, we had two kibetzim, each one was made up of a half of a Rishon and a half of a Sheni, and you put them both together, so the two halves of a Rishon can combine, because the two halves of the Sheni will also combine, and nothing will remain irrelevant. Mashenkin, in that case, we had a machshav of chatzi zayis chutz's manoi, and then a machshav of chatzi zayis chutz's kaimoi, then another machshav of chatzi zayis chutz's manoi. If you're going to combine the two machshavos of chatzi zayis chutz's manoi, then the machshav of chatzi zayis chutz's kaimoi will be nisbatel. And therefore you do not combine the two machshavos of chutz's manoi. According to that, where Rav Hamnuna was bringing a raya, when he said mino amina law, he's talking about where you had a full kibetza which got a din of a Rishain, it was mekabel tuma from avatoma, and it became a Rishain, and you have a kibetza which became a Sheni, and then you take half of the Rishain and half of a Sheni and combine them, din is that it's metama as a Sheni. If afterwards you're moist of the second half of the kibetza of the Rishain, there Rav Hamnuna says the din will be, that it will not be mitzarif to become a Rishain. And the pshat would be because since you did not also add the other half kibetza of a sheni, so if you combine the two rishains, the sheni is going to be nisbatel. There then is according to Rav Hamnuna that the half a kibetza of a sheni does not allow the half kibetza of a rishain to break the original tziruf. That's what Rav Hamnuna is proving from that part of the Mishnah. According to this, there is no such raya that it's shayach to mekabel tuma when you do not have a full shear of a kibetza, not like Rashi. Lailam, you could say that anything that's less than a kibetza is not mekabel tuma bichlal. The way Rabbeinu Tam learns from Rav Hamnuna, the case is talking about that both the Rishain and the Sheni were originally a full kibetza, and that's how they were mekabel tuma. This is the shita of Tosfos and Shabbos of Tzadik Aleph and Amud Aleph. as well as on Pesachim Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, Taisus holds that midereisa less than a kabeisa of Eichon is not mekabel toma. Taisus says the drash of the Teres Chaim is only in asmachta, it's only din derabanan that it's mekabel toma less than a shiur. Midereisa you do need a shiur. But Hakapanim Taisus will answer as far as Ersig is concerned. Her learn like Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, there is no such right that it's shaych to mekabel toma less than a kabeisa. And we should just add one more point. Taisus, both in Shabbos and in Pesachim, they say that Rashi himself was chizer from now she held over here. Taisus quotes that Rashi increases Chof Aleph and Chulun Daf Pei Beis. Over there, Rashi's mavur that it's not shaykh for Eichon to be mekabel tumo less than a kabeitza, not like his shita over here. And if so, we have to point out that Rashi Lechayr will have to learn a different pshat after Rashi was chizer. How is he going to learn pshat in Rav Mnuna? So Lechayr, you have to say one of two things. Either after Rashi's chazara, I'll have to be masking that the pshat in Ersig is like Rabbeinu Tam. Or alternatively, perhaps Rashi could learn that since Midarabanan there still is a din that Eichlin less than a kabeitza is mekabel toma, as Taisus himself writes in a few places, so Rashi will learn that Ersig is talking about this din Darabanan, Rav Abnuna's chilik between the case where originally the Eichel was a kabeitza and the case where originally it was not a kabeitza. That's as far as this din Darabanan, because Midereisa, if originally it was not a kabeitza, it was not mekabel toma bechlal, Rav Abnuna would be talking about the din Darabanan that Eichel is mekabel toma less than a kabeitza. And that Rav Muna would be saying that if originally it was less than a kabeitza, and it was mitzdarf to a sheni, and afterwards he moistif another half of a kabeitza of a rishain, in that case Rav Muna would hold that the two half kabeitzim of a rishain are not mitzdarf, meaning in this din darabanan that they have toma, still afterwards they will not be mitzdarf even midarabanan to get a din of a rishain. Now we'll continue on to the next gemara. The gemara brings the sheet of Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi talks about a case where you first were mechashiv on a chati zayis chutzim koimai. And afterwards, on a chati zayis chutzis manoy, then he had a third machshava on another chati zayis chutzis manoy. And Rav Dimi quotes Peshem Bar Kapara, the din is that it is pigol, because the chati zayis of chutzim kaimoy cannot be moyal to be moitzi from pigol. The Rashi over here explains, the pshan Rav Dimi is, the kivan dahavaluhu hanach trade this man gabe yadodi mitzdarfi. Since the two machshavis of chutzis manoy were next to each other, therefore the din is that they are mitzdarf. Now clearly Rashi is mavur, but that's Rav Dimi. And Rav Dimi would hold in the previous case, where first it was Machshov of Chutzis Manoy, then a Machshov of Chutzim Koimoy, and then another Machshov of Chutzis Manoy, the case where there was a Machaikus between Rava and Rav Amnuna, Rav Dimi would hold like the Shita of Rav Amnuna, that the two half Kazesim of Chutzis Manoy would not be Mitztarif, and not like the Shita of Rava that we would say Vayiketz Kiyoshin HaPigol. Dafk over here in this case, where the two Machshovis of Chutzis Manoy were adjacent, there we say that they're Mitztarif, as Rashi goes on to explain. Now we don't say that the machshava on the chati zayis chutzim kaimi is mitzdarif, but the machshava of chati zayis chutzis manoy, since the two machshavas of chutzis manoy have each other to be mitzdarif too, but dafko from there in that case, Rav Dimi would hold that they're mitzdarif. Hashenkin in the case where the chutzis manoy was first, and then there was chutzim kaimi, and then another machshava of chutzis manoy, the two machshavas of chutzis manoy were not next to each other, there he would hold like Rav Mnuna, there would not be a machshava spigol. And the chara we have to understand over here, it seems difficult to understand. Enechnam, the two machshavos of chutzis manoy are next to each other, but still, since at first it was a machshava of chutzim koimoy, and then a machshava of chutzis manoy, these two machshavos, each one and a half of a kezayis, are mitzdarif to each other at that moment to passel the carbon. Then afterwards, when he had another machshava of chutzis manoy, lachar, in order to say that the two machshavos of chutzis manoy are mitzdarif to each other, you also have to break the original tziruf, and you have to say v'yiketz kiyoshin hapigol. So once Rav Dimi already does hold of that you say v'yiketz kiyoshin hapigol, why should he not be masking that even in the case where the machshav of chutzim kaimi between the two machshavs of chutzis manoy, there also we should be able to break the original tziruf and go afterwards and be mitzarif the two machshavs of chutzis manoy. What difference does it make if the two machshavs of chutzis manoy are adjacent to each other or if they're separated by a machshav of chutzim kaimi? Either way, lachar, you have to break the original tziruf of the machshav of chutzis manoy with the machshava of chutzim kaimai in order to allow the two machshavis of chutzis manoy to be mitzdarif with each other. And chari, what you have to say with das Rav Dimi is that even though at the time he had the machshava of the first chati zayis chutzis manoy, at that time the two machshavis were chati zayis chutzim kaimai and chati zayis chutzis manoy, at that moment there was a tziruf, but afterwards when he eventually has a second machshava of chati zayis chutzis manoy, then already it's igloi mosad l'mafreya, it's niskala to us, there never really was a tziruf between the chati zayis chutzim koimoy and chati zayis chutzis manoy. As Rashi says, lo yamiyon mechichoshev a chati zayis dizman kamo Nitzar from Chati Zayis to Mokim Shekodmoy, we don't say that there was a tziruf between the Chati Zayis of Chutz's Manoy and Chati Zayis Chutzim Koimoy. What Rashi means to say is that eventually when there is a second Chati Zayis of Chutz's Manoy, then it's Niskal that there never really was an original tziruf. As Rashi explains, the Hoda Amrit Yihye Melamachem Mitzarfim, Hainu Hecha Deleko Minay Litzrufe Bahadei. The way we're understanding what Rashi means to say is, when eventually we find out, after he had the second machshav of chutzis manay, that there was minoy, there was a second machshav of chutzis manay for the first one to be mitzdarif to, now already we know that the first tziruf never really was a tziruf, it never was mitzdarif to l'chati zayis of chutzim kaimay, because eventually there was a second machshav of chutzis manay for it to be mitzdarif to. And you have to add further, that even though also in the first case, there was a machshav of chutzis manay, and then chutzim kaimay, and then another machshav of chutzis manay, there also, maybe we should say the same thing, that in the end, we find out that there is another machshava of Chatzis Zayis Chutzis Manoy for the first one to be mitzdarif to. That should tell us that it never was mitzdarif to the Chatzis Zayis of Chutzim Kaimay. According to what Rashi means to say is, the way he started, this is only in a case where they're consecutive, the two machshavas of Chutzis Manoy. If there was a machshava of Chutzim Kaimay in between them, then we don't say that the drasha of Iyya does not apply, since there's a machshava of Minoy, a like machshava to be mitzdarif to. Because since there is a separation between the machshavos of Chutzis Manoy, then we do say that Joshua of Iyya and Chutzis Manoy is mitzdarif to Chutzim Koimoy. Eventually, when he has another machshav of Chutzis Manoy, we're not going to say that it's Niskal Mafreya, that there never was the original Tziruf. That Tziruf at the time was Chal, and the only way you can be able to be mitzdarif to two machshavos of Chutzis Manoy is if you say V'yiket K'yoshun Apigol, and if Dimi does not hold like that, he holds like Rav Nuna, not like Rava. Now, we'll continue further down on Amar Aleph. The Gemara brings the memo of Rav Yanai, Chishev she'echlu klovim l'mochor pigol, diksev ves izevel yoichlu haklovim b'chilik Yisrael. And that Gemara asks, Maskev l'arvami el me'ato chishev she'techlu eish l'mochor, diksev techlu eish l'nufoch, hochanami de pigol. The same way we find the Loshon of Achila b'achilas klovim, we also find the Loshon of Achila b'achilas eish. And Ravami asks that if he has a machshava to do Achilas Eish on the Bosser, that should also be called Machshavas Pigol. And Lamai said this is how the Gemara comes out with Maskono, Enech Nami Achilas Eish is also called Achila. The Rashi over here explains, in Dibur Maschel El Meato Chishev, he says, Chishev Al HaBosser, Lecho B'Eish Hedit L'mochar. Rashi explains that Rashi is talking about where he had a Machshava on Bosser. Bosser is supposed to be Nechal, and if the Machshavas Achila of Bosser was not an achila of human consumption, rather an achila putting it onto an eish of hedyet. Eish of hedyet means not the fire of the mizbeach. He planned on making his own fire to burn this piece of basar. That would also be a machshavas pigol. And on this, the Gemara asked the kasha from the Mishnah, which says, Lechol kechati zayis ulhaktor kechati zayis kosher she'ein achila v'aktorah mitzdarfim. Rashi explains the Gemara's kasha is that if we see from the Mishnah that even on a murim, where they're supposed to be hooked around the Mizbeach, the Lashon of Rashi is, Afilu eish gavaya b'midi d'chazila v'urcha. Even when his machshava is to burn on the Mizbeach. Obviously we're talking about a murim. Rashi says it's something which is urcha, something which belongs on the Mizbeach. Still the Mishnah is mevur, that machshavas achilos basar, together with machshavas haktores imurim, these two machshavas are not mistarif. Rashi explains what the Gemara is proving is, that if achilas eish is also called achila, for that reason, Rav Ashi was mechadish that a machshava of achilas eish hedyet is considered a machshavas pigol on basar. If achilas eish is also called the same category of achila as achilas adam, then surely in the case of a machshava lechol chati zayis ulhaktor chati zayis, the two achilas should be mitzdarif. Rav Ashi continues, Alma leimidami achilas lahadadi, the kol chodah v'chodah lemilsa yehudahavi achila. You see that the two achilas cannot be compared. The two separate categories, therefore what the Gemara means to prove is that Machshavas Achila on Basar is Dafka Achilas Adam and not Achilas Eish, although we do find the Lashon of Achila by Eish as well, that Achila has a whole different connotation, it's not the same category as Achilas Adam. And this the Gemara says, Id Afke B'Lashon Achila Hochanami, Hocha B'Mayaskin and Afke B'Lashon Haktara, the Lashon Achila L'Chud V'Lashon Haktara L'Chud. We're answered that it depends which Loshon he had in his Machshava. If his Machshava was B'Loshon Achila, Einech Hanami the two Achilas are Mitzdarif. But if his Machshava was B'Loshon Haktara, Haktara already has a whole different meaning. It does not mean something which is consumed. Mashiach, if you use Loshon of Achila, Achilas Eish and Achilas Adam are the same thing. They're both types of consumption. They're Einich Hanami. The two Chatzi Zaysim would be Mitztaref. So Lamaisa, this is the Maskana Segemara. We come out with two Chidushim. Firstly, if he's Mechashev on Basar, to do an Achilas Eish of Hediyat Chutzes Mana Yitzmach Sheva Spigol. And secondly, that which the Mishnah says, Lechol Kechatzi Zayis Ulhakler Kechatzi Zayis, which is talking about a Machshava Sechilo on Chatzi Zayis of Basar, and Machshava to burn on the Mizbech Chatzi Zayis of Imurim, as long as the Chatzi Zayis of Imurim, he had a Machshava Beloshen Achilas Mizbech, the other two Chatzi Zayisim will be Nitztaref. And what about if he has a Machshava to take a Kizayis of Basar and burn it on the Mizbech? He does it with the Machshava of Achilas Mizbech. What is it then over there? L'chair, it's a kol shekain. This is Mashmais of the Shita Mekubetas over here, in the Ois Zayin, when he brings Rashi, Dibra Maschel, Elo Meyato, Rashi explains the Gemara means to ask, if he's Mechashev on Basar, Lecho Be'esh Hedyet, the Shita Mekubetas explains Rashi means even Esh Hedyet, B'kol shekain Esh Gevoya. If he has Machshava to burn a Kezayis of Basar on the Mizbech, and he has Machshava with the Lashon of Achilo, there for sure we consider a Machshava Sachilo, and it would be Pigol. The Shita Mekubetas is Mashma, that Ish Gevaya, if anything, is more of an Achila than Ish Hedyet. Therefore, surely it would be Machshavas Pigol, as long as the Machshava was Beloshen of Achila, and not Beloshen Haktara. Taisus is Bevor like this as well, and Dibar Maschol She'ein Achila V'Haktara Mitztarfim. Taisus asks, when the Gemara asks from the Mishnah Choftes Medbeiz, from the case of Lechol Kechat Izayis, Ulhaknur Kechat Izayis, the Gemara could have asked already from the ratio of the Mishnah, the ratio which says, L'haktir dover shadarki l'haktir, that's the machshava's pigol, but not l'haktir dover she'in darki l'haktir. From there, you see that if he has the machshava to burn on the mizbeach, bosar, which is in darki l'haktir, that's not considered a machshava's pigol. And Taisus means the Gemara should have asked, that also should be machshava's pigol, because burning it on the mizbeach is also a machshava's achila. So even if it's bosar, still the din should be that a machshava to burn it on the mizbeach should be a machshava's pigol, because burning it on the Mizbeach is also a form of an Achila. So in the Taisus of the Gemara, when the Gemara says Ein Echanami, it just depends which Lashon he uses, Taisus would be Mavur, that even on Basar, the din would be that if he had a Machshava to burn it on the Mizbeach, as long as he had a Machshava B'Lashon Achila, that also would be a Machshava Spigal. So again, as far as our Shaila, we had a Machshava on Basar, which was intended for Achila, his Machshava was to burn it on the Mizbeach, it's not Mefurish in the Gemara that it would be Machshava Spigal. The case of our Gemara could be talking about, we had a machshava to burn it on an Eish of Hedyet, and now which the Gemara brings from the Mishnah B'Hemshech, Chati Zayis of Achila, Chati Zayis of Aktara, that Chati Zayis of Aktara is not talking about Basar, it's talking about Imurim. But still, from the way the Shita Mekubetas explains Rashi, and from Taisus, we see that the same would also be true, that a machshava Sachilas Mizbeach on Basar would also be machshava Spigol. So even though the Mishnah says that there's a din, that machshava Spigol has to be Lechol Dover Shadarke Lechol, and l'haktir dover shadarke l'haktir, but l'haktir dover shadarke lechol, or lechol dover shadarke l'haktir, that's not a machshava spigol. The other pshat is that a machshava to take a kezayis of basar, and to be makter on mezbeach b'toyres haktara, to treat it as a murim, and to try to be mekayim the din haktara, which it doesn't really have, its din is to do achila, that's not a machshava. Once he has a machshava to do it within an achila, a consumption, makes a difference if it's achilas odom or achilas mezbeach. If he's thinking to consume it on the Eish of the Mizbeach, it's also a form of Achila, therefore it would be a Machshavas Pigol for Basar. The truth is, one could take a look in the Svasembos over here, he's bothered in the Sugyo, since we know the din is that you need Lechol Dover Shadarkei Lechol, if one has Machshava to eat a Murim, it's not Machshavas Pigol, it has to be that the Machshavas Achila was on something which is really for that Achila. If so, he asks, how could Rav Yanai say that Machshava for Achila's Klavim is Pigol? Achilas Klovim is never a Achila which is Roi. The Basar of the carbon is not Oymed for Achilas Klovim. And the Chayr, the same Kashi, he would also ask, by Achilas Eish, Basar to burn on the Mizbeach is not an Achila which is Roi. So even if we do find the Lashon Achila on Achilas Eish, but still it's not an Achila which is Roi. And the Sasemis wants to suggest, perhaps Rav Yanai means to hold like the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. The Shita of Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah later on in Daf Lamed Hey is, that even a Machshav Lechol Dover She'in Darkei Lechol, even if you have machshava to eat something which is darker lahakter, that's also machshava's pigol. The Sasemis wants to say that Rav Yanai holds like Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore there is no issue of achila haru'uyo, there's no din that it has to be the achila which it was intended for. All you need is that it is called an achila, And Rav Yanni's machelis that achilas klavim is called an achila, and as the Gemara says, achilas eish is also an achila. But there's no issue of an achila haru'uya. If, however, you would hold, like the shita of the Chachamim, that lechol dover shadarki lahakter is namach sheves pigol, because you need an achila haru'uya, then really the din would be that a machshava an achilas klavim or a machshava an achilas eish, even though it is considered a machshava for achila, but it's not an achila haru'uya, therefore would not be pigol. In other words, there's two different nidainim. The Sfasema says one nidain is whether it's considered an achila b'chlal, and that we prove that achilas klavim and achilas eish is called an achila, but there's a separate issue whether it's an achila haru'uya. This is how the Sfasema wants to be mechadish. Lamaisi asks on this from the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam paskins not like Rabbi Eliezer, he paskins like the Chachomim, that you do need lechol dover shadarkei lechol dover shadarkei lehakter would not be machshavas pigol. Yet the Rambam still paskins the din of Rabbi Yanai. The Rabbi Muchach, at least in the sheet of the Rambam, the Rabbi Yanai could go even according to the sheet of the Chachomim. And the Chayyim, we could add that Taisus over here, which we quoted before, and Dibur Maschol she'ein achila v'aktara mitzdarfin, Taisus is also mavur like this, that Rabbi Yanai was not going dafka in the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, because Taisus says we could have asked in Rabbi Yanai from the Mishnah, which is mavur that lahakter dover she'ein darker lahakter, meaning to be makter bosar on the mizbeach, is not a machshav espigol. According to Rabbi Yanai, it should be machshav espigol, because to be marked on the Zbeach is also a type of an achila. Taisus is mavur that the din of Rabbi Yanai would fit even according to the shita of the Chachamim. Not like the Sasemis wanted to suggest that even though an achila seish is called an achila, but there will still be a problem that it's an achila she'ein ru'uya. Rather, as we explained, that straw would only be negeya if you'd want to consider the machshava spigol, that which has machshava to be marked on the Zbeach basar, to consider it a machshava spigol because it's a machshava saktara. That would not work according to the Shita of the Chachamim, because it's a machshava l'hakter dover shadarkei lecha. But if you want to consider the machshava spigol because it's a machshava of achila, achilas eish mizbeach would also be called an achila, then it would not be considered a machshava l'hakter dover shadarkei lecha. Akapanim, we're concluding that it's muchach from the sugya that the machshava on basar to do with it in achilas eish, whether he has in mind to do an achilas eish head yet, or achilas eish gavaya on the mizbeach, either way that's included in achila, therefore would be machshava spigol. Now what about if it's the case where he has machshava to do an achilas eish on a murim, not on basar, but rather on a murim, which are supposed to be hooked around the mizbeach, and he has machshava to do with it in achilas eish. So for this we have to take a look at the sugya menachos daf yudzayin amud aleph. In the mishnah over there, the first mishnah in the third perek, brings the same machlokes that we have between the chacham and Rabbi Elazar by a korban, the same machlokes is also by a mincha. The Chacham said it has to be machshav lechol dover shadarkei lechol, or lehakter dover shadarkei lehakter. And Rabbi Elazar holds even lechol dover she'ein darkei lechol, even something which is darkei lehakter, or lehakter dover shadarkei lechol is also machshav espigol. The Gemara there explains, what is the svar of Rabbi Elazar? So the Gemara says, since the pasuk says im heyochel yeyochel, we learn from there b'shtei achilas akosav medaber, achas achilas odom v'achas achilas mizbeach. Rabbi Elazar holds mida afkinu rachmona laktara beloshen achila. Why does the Torah use a lashon of achila if we're talking about haktara on the mizbeach? The Torah b'dafka uses a lashon of achila both when we're talking about achilas odom and when we're talking about achilas mizbeach to tell us this din that the two achilas are similar and you can be mechashiv from one onto the other. You can mechashiv from basar to be makter on the mizbeach. That's a machshava spigol. Another way is around as well. If you're mechashiv lechol dover shadarkei lehakter, is also a machshava spigol. That the Gemara continues and the Gemara says, what about the shita of the chachamim? V'rabbanan haydafkinu rachmano b'loshen achilo de'loishno ki mechashiv b'loshen achilo lemizbeach v'loishno ki mechashiv b'loshen haktara lemizbeach. It's to tell us a chiddush that when we're talking about being mechashiv on haktara simurim, it makes no difference if he's mechashiv b'loshen haktara or b'loshen achilo. The Torah b'dafka uses the loshen of achilo when it refers to burning something on the mizbeach to tell us that it makes no difference if the machshav is b'loshen haktara or b'loshen achilo. In other words, according to the Shita of the Chachamim, that only Machshava Saktara is a Machshava for Emurim, but still the Pasuk uses the Lashon of an Achila to tell us it doesn't have to be that he was Machashav B'Lashon Aktara, even if he was Machashav B'Lashon Achila. He had a Machshava that it should be Nechal Ayidei the Eish of the Mizbeach, that's also a Machshava Spigol for Emurim. So the Gemara there is Mefurish, that a Machshava on an Emurim could either be B'Lashon Aktara or B'Lashon Achila. Now Taisus over there asks Akasha, why does the pasuk have to talk about haktara with the lashon of achila to tell us that even if you're mechashiv with the lashon of achila, it's also a machshava saktara? Even without that, Tosis asks, once you see an Eretz Sigur, then Nachilas Eish is also called a Nachila, so even if we're not talking about Haktar B'loshen Nachila, meaning the Pasuk would not say He Ochel Ye Ochel, one Achila referring to Achilas Adam, and one Achila referring to Haktar Seymurim on the Mizbeach, and it would only say one time He Ochel, and the second time we use the Lashon of Haktara, still you would know that a Machshava to do an Achilas Eish on the Mizbeach would be called Machshava Spiegel, because of the first time the Torah used the Lashon of an Achila. When the Torah says Achila, it includes Achilas Klavim and Achilas Eish, as you see in Eretz Sugyo. So once Achilas Eish is included in the Lashon of an Achila, why does the Torah then have to talk about Haktara B'Loshon Achila to tell us that a Machshava to do an Achilas Mizbeach is called Pigel? You know already from the fact that Achilas Eish is always called an Achila. So Tosis gives two terus into this kasha. The first terus, Tosis answers is that if you not have the pasuk over here referring to Haktar B'Loshon Achila, then the only way Achilas Eish would be called Achila is if he uses the word Eish. The makar that on Achilas Eish is called Achila is on the pasuk in Iyev, which is brought in Asugyo, Teichlo Eish Lo Nufach. Only if he says a Lashon of Teichlo Eish, then it would be called an Achila. If he just says Lashon of Achila and he's referring to burning it on the Mizbeach, he doesn't use the Lashon Achilas Eish, then it would not be Machshava Spiegel. The second time Tosis says is, that which you see in Eretz Sugyo, and Achilas Eish is called an Achilo, and it would be a Machshava Spiegel, that would only be on Basar. Basar is something which is Darkoi Lechol, and you need Machshava Lechol, Dover Shadarkoi Lechol, and Eretz Sugyo is Mevur, that Achilas Klavim or Achilas Eish is also called an Achilo, and therefore it would be a Machshava Spiegel on Basar. However, when we're talking about Emurim, Tosis says, without the Rebbe over there in the Gemara and Menachis, from now which the Torah referred to Haktar B'Loshon Achila, from now which we Tzimavur in Eretz Sugyo, that Achilas Eish is called Achila, it would still not be enough to be considered a Machshava Spiegel for Emurim, where you have to be Mechashav Lahakter, Dover Shadarkoi Lahakter. In other words, when the din is, you need Machshava Lechol, Dover Shadarkoi Lechol, Basar is something which is consumed. And if you have to have a Machshava to consume it, Chutzes Manoi, to be considered Machshava Spiegel, so the consumption of an animal, or the consumption in a fire is also called a consumption, therefore, it would be enough to be considered a Machshavas Pigol on Basar. However, Machshavas Pigol for Emurim has to be to do an Haktara. Haktara is not a consumption. Haktara is a means of offering a Reach Nicheach Lashem. It's a whole different concept. Now we need a separate Joshua. That being Makter something on the Mizbeach, Beloshin Achila, is also a form of Haktara. Therefore, it's Machshavas Pigol. Tosis continues and he says that even after this Joshua, that if you're Makter something Beloshin Achila, it's Machshavas Pigol. It's only if you're Makter on the Mizbeach. The Pshat is because since it's Dover Shadarkoi Lahakter, a Machshavas Pigel is only if you had a Machshavah to be Makter. We're not being Mechadish, that a Machshavah for any consumption is also a Machshavas Pigel by Dover Shadarkoi Lahakter. It has to be that his Machshavah was to be Makter it. Our Mechadish is that Beloshon Achilas Mizbeach is also called a form of Haktara. Bakobam definitely has to be that he's Mechashiv to put it on the Eish of the Mizbeach, the Eish Gavaya, on the Eish of a Hedi, it would not be Machshavas Pigel. Now Tosis there Behemshech continues and he's bothered, according to what we're saying, that on Emurim it's not really Shaykh, the concept of Achilo, which means consumption. The Arish Gemara there is Mevur, that you could be Mechashiv, Beloshon Achilo, on Emurim the Pshat is because Achilas Mizbeach is a form of Haktara, but that's different than Basar. Basar you could be Mechashiv, Achilas Eish, because that's a form of consumption. If so, how could the Gemara in Ersegi say that a Machshava for Achati Zay is Basar, and a Machshava on Achati Zay is Emurim, could be mitzdarif if the machshava on the chati zayis of emurim was beloshen achilo. L'maisa, it's still two different machshavas. The machshava on the basar is a machshava to do consumption chutz zmanai. The machshava on the emurim, even if it's done beloshen achilo, is still a machshava for aktaris mezbeach, which is something else. How could they be mitzdarif? One could take a look over there in the shakel of the tari of Tosfos. We don't have time to be meirich about it, but Hakapanim for now, we'll take out of that Tosfos. And as far as the concept which is Mavur in Eretz Sugyo, the Achilas Eish is an Achilo, the Pshat is that as far as Basar is concerned, when Machshava Spiegel is to do an Achilo, which we said means consumption, Achilas Eish is also Machshava of consumption. And therefore, as we said, this would include both the Machshava to burn it on an Eish of Hediyat, or a Machshava to burn it on an Eish of Gavaya. Both of them are forms of Achilas Eish, which is Machshava Spiegel on Basar. And as far as Machshava Spiegel for Emurim, that we see from the Sugyo in Menachos, and Machshava to be Makter Emurim on the Mizbeach, even if the Machshava was not Beloshon Haktar, rather Beloshon Achila, still it's Machshava Spiegel, and as we explained, the Pshat is, because even Beloshon Achila, it's also a way of expressing the intent of burning it on the Mizbeach, B'Toyer Sakrova, not b'toyas achilu, which means consumption, rather b'toyas akrova, and therefore it's also machshava lahakdir, dover shadarkoi lahakdir. Now, I'll just mention an interesting point from the Biskarov. He's bothered that Taisus in his kasha over there in Menachis, he's bothered that a machshava to do achilas mizbeach for imurim should be machshavas pigol, since as we see in Ersuga, achilas eish is called achilo. Taisus held that the concept of achilas eish, which we find in Ersuga, would work even on imurim. Only in his teres Taisus is machadish that the concept of achilo, which means consumption, that we find in Ersuga, that would not work on imurim. Akupam, the Biskarov asks that even in his kasha, and Taisus asks, you should not need a drasha to tell us that haktara b'loshon achilo is considered haktara. There would still be nafkaminas whether machshavas achilas eisha mizbeach is machshavas pigol because it's a form of machshavas achilo, or is machshavas pigol because it's a form of machshavas haktara. One nafkamina the Biskarov suggests is based on the Gemara Menachos Daf Chavov. The Gemara is mevur that when one is makter the kaimitz of a mincha, from what point is it considered that the kaimitz has already been hooked on the mezbeach and the bayim gets a kapara? The Gemara says either from Meshila Sa'ur, either from the point when the fire takes hold of the kaimitz already is caught on fire, or from Hutza Sa'ur Berubay, most of the kaimitz is already burning. From that point it's already considered that the kaimitz has been hooked on the mezbeach. And if so, the Biskarov says, this would be nafkamina. If the machshava would be a machshava to do haktara on the mezbeach, so even if he would be mechashiv only to put it onto the mezbeach to the point where it's mashla b'ha'ur, or hitzis or berubay, to the point where it already catches on fire, or rave is already on fire, and his intentions are to take it off immediately after, this would still be called a machshava spigol, since the machshava was to do something which would be considered a haktara. If, however, he's mechashiv midin achilo, burning on the mezbeach would also be called an achilo, then already his machshava would have to be that he's going to burn it to the point where it's totally consumed. Just like a machshava for achilas adam has to be to eat it totally, achilas eish also would only be considered an achilo if it's totally consumed. So here there will be an afkamino, and this will be a teres of Taisus's kasha. Taisus asks, why does the one have to say that a machshava to be makter when he uses the lashon of achilo is also a machshava saktara? Even without that, a machshava to burn something on the mezbeach is called an achilo, because achilas eish is called an achilo. And the afkamino would be, without the drasha telling us that it's called an aktara, it would only be considered machshava spigol because it's considered an achilo. Then it already would have to be that his machshava was to leave it on the mezbeach to the point where it's totally burnt. Now that we have a drasha telling us that machshava saktara, which is b'loshon achilo, is also called a machshava saktara, and if he was mechashev b'loshon achilo, and his machshava was to leave it on only to mashila sa'ur, it would also be considered a machshava spigol because that's also a machshava saktara. This is the kasha of the Biskarov, or the teretz that he's offering to tell us this kasha. One can take a look in the Sefer Minchas Avraham over here in the Sugya Yizmerich about this Biskarov. He brings other possible nafkaminas from the Biskarov as well. Now, continue on, towards the bottom of the Omer, the Gemara brings Bayi Ravashi, Chishev Lechol Kezayis B'shnei Bnei Adam Mahu. Basar Machshava Azlinan Te'ika Sheyura, V'basar Oichlan Azlinan V'leka Sheyura. Now, the Bayi brings a right from the Mishnah, Lechol Kechati Zayis U'lehakar Kechati Zayis Kosher She'en Achila V'Aktar Mitztarfim. That's mashma that two different achilas are mitzaref. And the Gemara concludes, Shmamino, Einachanami, this is a good raya. They could be mitzaref two achilas, two people, each one eating half a kezayis. Then the Gemara brings another shayla, Boi Rovo, Chishev lecho kezayis b'yeser mikdei achilas pras mahu. L'achilas gvoya midaminan lei. As Rashi explains, that sometimes when the fire of the mizbeach consumes something, it takes longer than kdei achilas pras. Oy l'achilas hedet midaminan lei, or is it like a regular maisa achila always, which the din is that you need to have kezayis b'kdei achilas pras. Now the Achrayim over here ask a kasha, the Biskarov, the Sfasemes, after the Gemara already said before that you can mitzaref two different achilas from two different people, each one eating half a kezayis, the Achrayim should then be poshut that you don't need a kezayis b'kdei achilas pras. The whole point of eating one kezayis b'kdei achilas pras is a din in siruf. If a person eats a kezayis over a period of time longer than kdei achilas pras, it's not considered one long maisa achila, and it's considered to be separate achilas. The only way it can be mitzaref to one achila is if it's eaten in the period of time of kedei achilas pras. And if the Gemara already said before that two entirely separate achilas from two different people are mitzaref, the chara kol shekein achilas from one person, even if they be considered two separate achilas, by not being kedei achilas pras, not considered one maisa achila, they're two different achilas, but still it should be a kol shekein that we should be mitzaref to two achilas. And the Chayim want to suggest that this would answer the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam Perek Yudal Hilchos Psul HaMikdashim Halacha Yud, he first paskins the din Chishev HaKazayis Sheyechlu Shnayim Harei Elu Mitzdarfim. Then the Rambam brings Chishev Lechol Kazayis B'Yester Mekadei Achilas Pras Harei Zeh Mitzdarf. And the case of Mishnah is bothered that the case of Yester Mekadei Achilas Pras is in Yiboyed Lo Yifshuto. The Gemara does not come to a maskon on that Shailo. The Shailo of Shnei B'Yadim, that the Gemara does bring a Raya, but the second Shailo the Gemara leaves off with the Suffolk. The case of Mishnah wants to suggest, since the Gemara did bring a Raya to that Shailo from the Mishnah, Lechol Kachat Yizayis Ulehaktor Kachat Yizayis, the Dinas Ein Achil Vaktar Mitztarfim, the Gemara's Medaik Halecho Velecho Mitztarf, even though Haktar takes more than Kedei Achilas Pras, the Mishnah would be mashmir that if the two Chatz Yizayisim are both done with an Achilo, even if they're more than Kedei Achilas Pras, it would be Machshav Espigol. And the Gemara's Matcha the Raya Dilma Behesik Godol, because the Mishnah says that the Rambam held this Teretz is a Deichik, therefore the Rambam did paskin like the Raya which the Gemara brought from the Mishnah. The Rambam paskin that even more than Kedei Achilas Pras is Machshav Espigol. That's how the case of Mishnah learns B'dasa Rambam, but the Achreinim want to suggest that the Rambam holds, well, once we have a pshitus to the first Shailah, that Achilas from two different people, each one eating Chatz Yizayis is Mitztarif, that way this would also be a pshitus to the Shailah of Kedei Achilas Pras, as we explained, if two different people's Achilas are Mitztarif, for sure one person's Achilah, more than Kedei Achilas Pras, it definitely should be considered a Maisa Achilah, and should be Machshav Espigol. So even though the Gemara brings the Shailahs in the order, at first the Shaila was asked about Shnei Bnei Odom, and afterwards the Shaila about Kedei Achilas Pras, the Rambam would hold that once we have an answer to the question about Shnei Bnei Odom, there no longer would be a Shaila about Yosef Mekedei Achilas Pras. However, the Achreinim do point out that Taisis over here in the Sugya is Mevu, not like this. Taisis indeed B'maschol Halechol V'lechol, we won't go into Taisis now, but Al-Kaparim Taisis is Mevu, that the two Shailas are independent of each other, even after you have a Pshitas to the Shaila about Shnei Bnei Odom, it would still be Shaykh to have a Suffolk about Yosef Mekedei Achilas Pras, if so the Kasha of the Achreinim would remain difficult. Now just leave off with one final La'ara, and now which the Gemara answered that Haktar does not necessarily have to be there, it was more than Kedei Achilas Pras, Dilma Behesik Godol, so the Biskrov over here is Medai from this Gemara, this is the Gea point that we discussed previously, we know the Gemara Menachos says, on the Avchavav Amabez, when is the Kaimetz considered to have already been Huktar, and from that point on the Shiraim is already Mutar Ba'achilo, the Gemara brings the Machaikas between Rav Chanina and Rav Yochanan. Rav Chanina says, Mishlamosh Labay Ha'Sa'ur, and Rav Yochanan says, Mishatotis Bay Ha'Ur Berubay. And the Biskrov is bothered, he says, Kepshudai, the same way from the point of Mishila Sa'ur, or Mishatotis Bay Ha'Ur Berubay, that's considered that the Kemet was already Huktar, and the Shiraim is Mutar Ba'achilo, that is also what would be necessary in order for it to be a Machshava Spigol, if he has a Machshava to do such a Haktara. However, the Biskrov is bothered, why would the Gemara have to say that it was a Hesik Godol? Let the Gemara say that a Machshava to be Makter the Kemetz is a Machshava, which happens B'Kedei Achilas Pras in that amount of time, because you don't need it to be totally consumed, destined Meshila Sa'or, or Hutasar Berubay. And now, if the Gemara does not say this, the Biskrov wants to prove, like the point that we mentioned previously, the Nafkamina that he suggested to enter the Kasha of Tosis and Menachis, and from here would be Mashma. Even though as far as the din, when is it considered that the kaimut is matter the shirayim, that's already right away from an earlier point, but still as far as machshava is pigul, machshava to be makter on the mezbeach, it has to be that the machshava was there, it should be totally consumed. The din of a machshava is pigul are not totally what will be considered a kiyum haktara, if that same haktara would have actually have been done bekashrus. Even though if it would have done bekashrus, it would have been considered haktara less than kedei achilas pras, but as far as machshava is pigul, a machshava to do such a haktara, it has to be machshava to do akhtara, which will be totally consumed, and that takes more than Kedei Achilas Pras. The Biskrov says you could explain this one of two ways. Either he says the Hezber would be that the whole Chiddush, the Meshila Sa'ur, is very considered to have been Mukhtar, that's only akhtara which is done Kehshera, when you're Mekayin Adin akhtara the way the Torah is said to, then the Torah considers it to have already been Huktar from an earlier point. However, here we're not talking about being Makhtar Kehshera, we're talking about a machshava Spiegel. That has to be a machshava where the kaimitz would be totally consumed. The second Hachl Biskrov says is, the Gemara of the Menachos is talking about when is it considered that the carbon already had its haktaras hakaimitz. The haktaras hakaimitz is the way to be makter the carbon in relation to the carbon from when the kaimitz already is hutas or berubay or moshel ben or, that's considered that the carbon already had its kaimitz huktar on the mizbeach, and therefore the shirayim are mutar ba'achila. However, there's a separate din, as far as the din of the kaimitz itself, not in relation to the rest of the carbon, the kaimitz is a mukhtar, it's something which has to be consumed on the mizbeach, it's not considered to have been consumed until it's totally burnt. Therefore, as far as the din of Machsheva Spiegel, it's not enough that he has a Machsheva to do Haktara, which would be considered a Kiyum Haktara as far as the carbon is concerned. It has to be something which would be considered a Kiyum Haktara as far as that item itself is concerned. It has to be that that Mukhtar has already completed its din.
So even though as far as what the carbon needs, the carbon had already the Haktara of its Kaimitz,
but as far as Machsheva Spiegel, we look at its own din Haktara. The Kaimitz itself needs to have been totally Mukhtar on the Mizbeach, totally consumed. Therefore, that doesn't happen because the Achilas Pras, and the Gemara has to say the case is talking about Behesik Godel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Klaimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.